Hello, Alison Hernandez here with Councillor Ian Sherwood, who's the Executive Member for Communications, Organisational Development and Performance at Breckland Council. So, Ian, I've heard things about Skype that I haven't done before. What sort of things are you doing with it?
Well, I use Skype to do ward surgeries, which works very well because traditional surgeries for councillors, you know, you meet somewhere, it might be a supermarket, or you might hire a room in the town hall for people to come along. Well, that's not always convenient for people, especially working people, and they might have issues they want to raise with you. So I do a Skype ward surgery where I publish a time when I'll be available on Skype and people can come and talk to me about the problems they have in the ward or anything in general counselling.
So I mean, I am on Skype, but I haven't actually used it for a ward surgery. And I had heard about it, but what I was going to say is, how many people in your ward, have you encouraged them to get onto Skype to Skype with you, or were they already on it?
I've encouraged them to get onto Skype to involve themselves with it. So it's another communication form that's out there more and more people are using. I can't claim it's my idea. It's Councillor David Harrington, who many people will know.
Yes, online Councillor of the Year 2013.
Yep, that's the one. So I went to a function where he was, and he was talking about it, and I thought it was a good idea. I think it's got a lot of scope for people in rural wards as well. You know, if you're out and about and you're away from, or you've got a number of villages, then, you know, I usually do Sunday evenings, which is a quiet time for people, and that's an opportunity for them to get through.
So what sort of issues, then, if you're doing it on a Sunday evening, you know, people are sort of chilling out, relaxing, what are the sort of issues that are getting raised with you through your Skype surgery?
What I tend to find is they're the bigger picture issues, so I expected them to be things like, you know, I've got a problem and I want help on that.
Yes.
But they tend to be people who want to talk about big announcements from the council. So if the council a few months ago, we were talking about car parking charges, I had a number of people who wanted to talk to me about that. But it was a good way of exchanging information because people could then understand exactly what was going to happen rather than the perception of what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So I do find that it helps with when there's something quite controversial, people come through to talk to you because they want to express their view, but then you can also give them a true picture on what's really happening.
So, I mean, that's really useful, and I'm just wondering if whether do you do it, is it one-on-one on Skype, or do you do it as a group?
It is one-on-one, so it, you know, it's a private conversation. It's another alternative to phone or email, you know, let's be honest, but you know, face-to-face I think does help. People like that opportunity to be able to talk to you and see your reaction if they ask you a difficult question.
No escape really.
So
I like that. So do you also have to make sure you're well dressed for a Sunday afternoon or evening?
Well, you laugh about that. When I did my first one, I was not quite sure how I should present. But no, I do it quite casually. I tend to do it sitting at the dining room table or my desk. Because I just find that easier to talk into the camera that way. You know, some of the people I talk to appear to be lounging back on the chair in the evening, but you know, it never goes anywhere. So that's quite fine. I do take my tie off when I do my Sunday evening Skype sessions. But also, some residents have chose, because you know, if you use Skype, there's a facility where you don't actually have to see the person you're talking to.
Right.
So some people have chosen just to use it as a voice communication. But I think there's the fact, you know, if you ring a councillor up, you have to think as a member of public, well, am I disturbing them? You know, I don't mind that. If you set a set time where I say a time when I'm available on Skype, people know I'm there so that they can come through. So I find it works from that point.
That's I'm going to attempt. I said this to David Harrington earlier in the year when I heard about Skype surgeries. In fact, it was at councillor camp at Facebook headquarters when he was talking about Skype surgeries. And I said, really interesting. And I still haven't done them, Ian. So I better get my finger out and get onto it, because it sounds really great, and you're doing great things. Brilliant. Thank you.
No problem.